The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You should know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. We're back. And just one last thing about this. Like, my favorite picture of me that I've taken ever is the one that's on my Facebook now, because it's got the hat. It's got the hair flying out all over the place. It's got sunglasses, and the rest of my face is covered by a mask. You can't tell I'm an ugly. So that's the look that I think I would actually...
That's what you're targeting.
I would do okay with. So I don't know if you saw this, but Aaron sent this to me today. And apparently a guy on Reddit is not happy with our sports map videos on the Texans.
Okay.
All right, and there's so many things to digest from this.
Do you guys spend much time on Reddit?
I do.
Okay.
So I don't.
I don't either.
And I would not have seen this if Aaron hadn't sent it to me.
So I use it every morning for show prep, because if you want like breaking news, Homer message boards are the first place you're going to find them.
Okay.
So I go through and see if there's any stories that I missed from the day before. And then I use it because I like seeing different things of like what people are smoking and different like recipes for like smoked mac and cheese or briskets and stuff like that.
Okay. So somehow you came across this.
Yeah. It was like the third most popular post of the day.
And I'm just going to read some of this.
Okay.
It says, these guys and their takes are absolutely ridiculous. As a fan of the Texans, I prefer objective content with a little bit of positivity. But these guys just bleep all over the Texans, and when they have something positive to say, it's always brought down by health, or what kind of coach OB is, and how he's a terrible GM, and how it would be better with Hop. Okay, I think all those things are true, right?
Well, it's hard to have objectivity with positivity. Like, it's got to be kind of, you can't just say, I'm going to be objective, but add positivity, because then you're no longer objective.
Here's another one of my favorites. Got rid of one of their best players, Clowney, for a bag of magic beans. He says, they won that trade, and isn't that this joke getting old? How did they win that trade?
They won that trade.
I think there's, you know, it wound up not being as bad as it looked at the time, but they didn't win that trade.
Did the team get better when they got rid of Jadeveon Clowney?
Didn't Barkevious Mingo, wasn't he an all-pro?
I don't think so.
Oh,
no.
So it was just that guy.
I don't think he was.
Who saw his all-pro list.
So, listen, we said this at the time. I wasn't for – you didn't have to pay Jadeveon Clowney to be like like Khalil Mack. That would have been foolish. I agree with that. But you can't tell me we're in win-now mode and then trade away Jadeveon Clowney for two guys who aren't going to help you win now. You could have kept him. Instead, you paid him to go away – and you got lesser players in return. How is that a win?
He won the trade.
How?
That's what he said. They won the trade. That joke's old.
It's because it's not a joke. It's not a joke. That's real.
But I told you were mentioned, right?
Well, that was a quote of me.
No.
Jadeveon Clowney for
actually,
Magic Beans.
What happens is you start getting all these comments, most of which are ripping sports radio is what it comes down
to.
And Texans 1234 has a long post, and he says, I used to listen to those guys, but a few over there make it hard, cough, AJ Hoffman cough, since they truly have no idea what they are talking about football-wise.
Mm.
That's kind of the problem with most of our local guys. They just have no idea what they are even speaking about. Lots of bitching about play calling, yet none of them grind through the film to figure out what happened, or could even name a single play from our playbook. Our playbook.
Our playbook. By the way, wrong. I watch all 22 literally every single week. Every single week. Tell me I don't know. I don't comb through the film. I comb through that crappy film, and guess what? It's just as crappy as it is with, where you watch it on NBC or whatever, ABC. I don't know, CBS, I guess.
Now, if you're watching it on the Toro channel, you're probably seeing something completely different.
It's the same stuff, bud. Trust me.
Lots of bitching.
And if you want to get on the whiteboard, I'll get on the whiteboard with you.
Here you go. Here's some more. Lots of bitching about GM moves when not a single snap has occurred after these moves. They bitched that we didn't give Clowney a huge payday.
Nope.
Yet. No, nobody bitched about that.
Nobody did.
That's our Texans 1-2-3-4, Mr. O'Brien. That's not true.
The results say that was a lie.
Pretty much, yeah. So then there's a bunch of other stuff, but that was my favorite part.
The cough, cough, AJ Hoffman.
Yeah, that, and it's just convenient to talk bleep on B.O.B. and his moves because these trades always lack context. Well, it's not convenient, actually.
It's also our job to discuss what's happened and what we think will happen. That is our job. So, I mean, yeah, there hasn't been a snap played. And guess what? I may end up being wrong. I may end up looking foolish. I kind of doubt it.
And then Mel Davis 99 says Sports Map is better off sticking to high school / college beat, which, by the way, we don't really do any of that. Our high school stuff is from Vipe, and most of the things we do are pro sports because that's what most people are interested in. And, you know, I can give you the page view numbers to show you that. It says, but considering the next
Yeah, but you don't comb through the film.
Yeah, I kind of do, but that's all right. But considering the next man up is Chronicle Sports, they get some spotlight because there's nothing else. So that says we're better than Chronicle Sports. I agree with that. There you go. We found common ground.
Is Texans 1-2-3-4 the guy that says he prefers his news to be objective?
No,
is that
no,
a different guy?
Different guy.
Okay. Just making sure. Because that would have been hilarious.
It really is Texans 1-2-3-4, which sounds like...
He's a clever...
No, that's not a he. That, you know what that is? That's one of the PR folks over at Texan Central creating a name and then getting on here and posting on this Reddit thread. So here's some of the, let me see some of the other names on here.
Are you saying that's Bill O'Brien?
Could be. The negativity's insane. I still think our current WR group is one of the best in the NFL. It's just convenient to talk bleep on B.O.B. and his moves because those trades always lack context.
No.
Well, what context was there in the Hopkins trade?
Is there anyone who really thinks that the Texans still have one of the best wide receiver groups in the NFL?
Mr. Jazz Hands does on here.
I keep hearing about speed. They've got more speed now. Like, somehow, that's really what held DeAndre Hopkins back from being a great wide receiver, was he was just too damn slow. If only they could replace him with someone fast, then the offense would really click. So Brandon Cooks runs a better 40 than DeAndre Hopkins. That's better now because they're fast.
Well, I
also think runs crooked because of the concussions. So he's going to end up
stumble out of bounds into the tent.
Listen, I'm of the opinion that I think it could work. You could actually get more production out of Cooks and Cobb than you did Hopkins, but you're not better without him.
No,
and then the same guy says it's never DeAndre Hopkins killed his trade value by demanding a ridiculous extension. It's always O'Brien traded a Hop for a bag of chips. I'm funny and original.
It's always funny when, like, you know, the guy's, what, like the 15th highest paid wide receiver, and he's clearly, like, one of the top two or three guys in the league. What a ridiculous request to ask for more money. How dare he? Now, if J.J. Watt were to ask, well, you already know the answer to that. Where do we sign, J.J.?
I think to use that as a reason to justify what was not a good trade is just you're delusional, man. And I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt that the move they made after for Cooks will help mitigate it somewhat, but
also none of those you cannot like he says without bringing up the risk of injury. You can't talk about Will Fuller without talking about injury history. You can't talk about Brandon Cooks without talking about injury history. You can't talk about David Johnson without talking about injury history. That's just facts. That's not us being negative. That's just the way it is. Because when you sign a bunch of guys with long rap sheets of injuries, that plays into what we think of the trades and what we think of the moves.
Dude, Clowney is a bleeping bum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Guess what? Jadeveon Clowney, still better than Barkevious Mingo. Still, even if he's homeless under a bridge today, still better than Barkevious Mingo. Again, I was not of the belief that they should have signed Jadeveon long term. I think they should have let Jadeveon play out his contract and then let him walk away. Not pay someone to take him and get back lesser players in return when the GM slash coach says we're trying to win now. That doesn't jive. It doesn't make sense.
The problem is all of those takes are just straight out of Bill O'Brien's playbook.
So you
Hopkins think, wanted too much money. Clowney was no good.
Did he mention baby mamas?
I did not mention baby mamas.
Then maybe it wasn't Bill.
But I mean the O'Brien side has been leaking that crap ever since both of those trades, and it's so funny how it's right out of the playbook. So you're either on the staff of the team or you're friends with somebody who's staff of the team whenever you text or tweet stuff like that. So nice try. And I've tried
nice to try, pal.
Yeah. I try to be fair because I do think there's no way you can convince me that Hopkins trade was anything but garbage. And I don't care about your reason. If that's all you can get, then you've done a bad job as a GM.
However,
I don't mind the Brandon Cooks trade. I think that helps a little bit. I think getting Cobb helps a little bit. If they stay on the field. And that's almost anybody right now. Like, boy, if A.J. Green stays on the field, Joe Burrow's got a great weapon.
Right, but he's in that mix because he's been hurt. You know who was always on the field, Fred? DeAndre Hopkins. Except at practice.
Until now.
He didn't show up at practice.
281, if the Texans get five good hamstrings between Fuller, Cooks, and Cobb, they have a chance. I'd put the over-under on 4.5 there.
Yeah. All right. I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. It is a great time to put some money into your home. Make your home a special. Think about this. If you're thinking about selling your home, which I just sold a home, it's a great time to sell because everybody's looking to buy right now because the market, the interest rates are so low. People who couldn't afford a house before can now afford a house, so you can make some money. And if you've got to upgrade your home, if you want to sell, even if you don't want to sell now, if you want to sell down the road, eventually you've got to put some money into your home. Allstate Siding and Windows, siding of today, more durable, wind, weather impact, energy efficient siding. It's going to make your house more, it's going to give it more curb appeal. It's going to make it more energy efficient. Same with the windows. These are Texas tough windows made to sustain the weather elements here, but they also look amazing. And on top of that, you'll save up to 40% on your energy bills with vinyl windows. Great specials going right now. No payments for 2 years. $2,500 off all siding. 30% off all windows. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. 832-204-1936. 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Jay, up 288. Texans are monitoring Reddit. Can someone start a thread with 4th-and-1 plays for O'Brien to use? Just screenshot some Madden plays. He needs time to have a 4th-and-1 play. And Lamont said the Texans had Hopkins under control for 3 more years with a CBA that all but prevented a holdout.
Ding, ding,
anyone
ding.
Who thinks the trade was good, I'm not going to read the rest. But that's the thing. He could demand all he wanted, and I have no problem with saying, you know what, we're not going to be able to pay him and pay everybody else. So let's shop him. And if somebody's offering me a number one and a number two, I'm taking it in a heartbeat. But
taking on a contract that the Cardinals, like, the only reason The Cardinals would have cut David Johnson if it wasn't so punitive.
Yeah, and not only that, you're taking on a player also injury prone, also not very effective. So I had a guy try to argue with me this weekend that that was a good trade for the Texans.
That's because that guy played fantasy football in 2016.
Probably so. But he's also probably got Toro tattooed to his penis.
If the last time you played fantasy football was 2016, you're like, dude, David Johnson is a beast. And you know what? You were right at the time. But times, they are a-changing.
Yeah, if this were 2016, I love all these moves.
I've said it before. If you ever want to feel better about yourself, if you're ever feeling a little bit down, just go read Texans, Rockets. Astros aren't as homer crazy, but Texas and Rockets subreddits, some of the best content you'll ever find. I mean, we could make an entire show just reading comments and making fun of them.
No, we can't, because I'm not going, as somebody, I'm not going down that rabbit hole. I've got enough from the texters and Twitter and everything else. I don't need Reddit in my life. So let's take a call. Jason.
Sports guys.
Hello, Jason.
Hey, AJ, I know you're big into college basketball, so I just had a quick question for you.
All right.
The NCAA had come down and gave a punishment to Oklahoma State a couple weeks ago for some the FBI stuff, and gave them a postseason ban. They had a number five recruiting class coming in with the kid who's some people think is going to be the number one overall draft pick. Do you think that'll put any pressure on the NCAA to overturn the postseason ban when the appeals process to have the number one draft pick in the NCAA tournament? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
No, I don't. And honestly, it probably makes me think that he's more likely to reconsider where he's going to play his ball at. Because, and especially now that the option is, I mean, you've got the option to go play, you know, without going to college. I think you're going to see more and more of that. But apparently, I mean, the last I saw, Cade Cunningham is the guy you're talking about, by the way. It seems like he's going to stick with Oklahoma State. But I don't think they care. I don't think the NCAA cares, because, I mean, we've seen teams with one great player go to the tournament and flame out, and sometimes it actually makes them look like lesser than they are. I mean, Kevin Durant was one, and he played two NCAA tournament games. I think they lost to USC in the second round. But yeah, I don't think they're going to worry about that.
Yeah, well, and if you don't go, there's no guarantee there's a G League for you to play in.
Nope.
And you know, you can go overseas, which some guys have done, but even those leagues, some of them, we don't know. I mean, it's I think eventually you'll see more of that, but the way things are right now, there's just so much uncertainty. Who knows? 713 says, went to True Anomaly for Father's Day. Great place. Thanks for the suggestion. Yeah, those guys are awesome. So we asked Fred, were you a big Oilers fan? If so, would you say you're more a Texans fan than you were an Oilers fan? I'm not really a Texans fan. I want the team to do well because I think it's good for the city, but I've never felt like I could be much of a fan of teams just because of my job. The Oilers, I was a fan growing up, but you know, I was a kid. And when you're a kid, you're allowed to be a fan. But when you're covering sports for a living, you're really not, theoretically.
I think I stopped being a fan of teams when I started like really getting into sports betting. I've got no emotional attachment to anybody. That's the way to be.
I want the Texans to do well. I root for them, but it's also hard because they've got players I like. I like Deshaun a lot. I like JJ. I like DeAndre. Oh, sorry. But they have players that I like. I don't like the head coach.
I mean, what I'll say as far as like us being on sports radio, the thing that's the worst is what the Texans typically are, like milquetoast, 8-8, 9-7. I don't want that. I want the Texans to be either Super Bowl contenders, or I want them to go 2-14, and I want to watch the world burn. So the Texans
just don't do it this year because you don't have a first round pick.
This would be a bet, but for us, it'd be interesting fodder.
Not really, because you can't even speculate on who they might draft.
That's true.
That's what would suck.
But we would have to assume that Bill O'Brien would be talking about is he's got to be fired. How do you go 2-14 a year when you've traded away your draft pick already?
Mm-hmm. You think that would happen?
No.
Somebody said this Reddit sounds like Tim Kelly with Bill O'Brien looking over his shoulder as he types.
Could be. Could be Jack Easterby. Oh,
there's especially your Texans 1, 2, 3, 4. And why are you going after Hoffman? I'm just as hard on O'Brien as Hoffman is. So we asked, do you agree the cancellation of March Madness 2021 is now a real possibility? I don't know, man. I think everything's a real possibility right now until there's actual cure and a vaccine and all that good stuff, which who knows, then it's kind of, at this point, we just have to ride through this, you know? Somebody said, is there a way Bob gets fired? No, I don't see any way. So, do you not like the head coach or the GM? Yeah. Let's try Travis. What's up, Travis?
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, sports.
I just want to tell y'all, I hate Bill O'Brien, too. He makes the dumbest cap moves, the dumbest picks, and trades away our best players for nobody.
Well, you seem pretty negative there, Travis.
As long as he is our head coach, GM, whatever the hell he is, he's just so unlikable.
Why are you being so negative?
Interviews are terrible and everything. I'll hang up.
You're worse than those sports
videos.
Yeah,
why are you so negative, Travis? Yeah. I mean, he does a lot of good stuff, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he AFC won, South championships.
How about some optimism with all of that?
He won the Clowney trade.
I heard John and Lance going over the AFC South all-decade roster.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Coach of the decade in the AFC South. Coach of the decade. Imagine that. I mean, the audacity to say he sucks.
I would have gone with Chuck Pagano. I know he got fired, but he had a little more success.
Let's try Blake. Hello, Blake. Sports to you, sir.
Hey, what's going on, sports? So my question is, with the way that the NBA, or the race sports really have been going, do you think that every champion across the board this year is going to have an asterisk by the name? I guess except for the NFL if they end up starting on time. But, I mean, do you think that this is an asterisk year for sports champions? I'll hang up and listen.
Listen, guys, we're officially banning asterisk talk. It's the new Mount Rushmore of sports talk. Please don't call with that again, ever. Please.
If you're watching on Twitch, this is how I feel about asterisk talk.
Yeah, that, you know,
just like that.
Go back and read the column I wrote for Sports Map 3 weeks ago that basically says you're a complete idiot. If
Here's,
you think that, so.
I mean, listen, I don't know if there'll be asterisks or not. I do know that.
Well, we know there won't be asterisks because asterisks don't really exist.
There won't be. But will we count it in society? Will we count it as a real championship? That's the bigger question. Like, historically, if somebody wins this year, will they be given the same credit? Like, let's say James Harden's a great example because James Harden is a guy who, to this point, his career is being defined by the fact that he has not won a championship. So if James Harden wins the championship this year, will he get full credit for it? My guess is no. And is that fair? I don't know. That's for each individual to decide, I would say.
Honestly, in Houston, Texas, yes, he'll get full credit. Nobody else is going to – who cares what anybody else thinks? The bottom line is it's going to be exactly what we talked about a couple weeks ago. If the Lakers win or the Clippers – or even the Bucks.
What about baseball?
I haven't got to that yet. Okay. If any of those teams win, it was fine. It was normal. Anybody else wins, that's not a real championship. And I think everybody's going to play by the same rules. Everybody's having to deal with the same crap. So if you win a championship, you win a damn championship. Baseball, I don't know. Baseball's not coming back.
I don't think they are. Voted 33-5 today.
Yeah.
I don't accept the proposal.
But believe me, if the NHL is going to do this weird playoff thing, if the Toronto Maple Leafs win, I'm hoisting that fake Stanley Cup with everybody. I'm not gonna complain. I'm not gonna say, oh well.
What are they doing? What's going on with hockey anyway?
They're back, I think, July 30th, and they're gonna do. I want to say every team that was in the playoff race is gonna get in the playoffs, so they'll have like a play-in round, like a best 2 or 3, and then they'll play it out from there. So it's just gonna be playoffs.
That's how every sport should be, honestly. Well, forget regular seasons. Yeah. Let's just have playoffs all the time.
Well, I love it. And some of the cool thing is there's some teams that are going to get in, like the Blackhawks and the Rangers, that might actually have a chance in this thing. So I think it's going to be exciting. And believe me, if the Leafs win, I'm celebrating. And you can take your asterisks and shove it up your asterisks.
The Rangers and the Black what?
No, stop. Just stop. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. If I pick up a girl at a bar, but I'm wearing a mask when doing so, is there an asterisk on my accomplishment? Not to me.
No, honestly, that's impressive.
And I get this is, I don't know why this has become such a thing. And it kind of started with the Astros and their trash can banging. Oh, they deserve an asterisk. Whatever. But now we're talking about this in the Ronaverse. And I actually got into it with somebody Saturday after Tis the Law won the Belmont as impressively as he did. He goes, oh, well, it won't mean anything if he wins the other two. I go, the hell it won't. And he's like, oh, he didn't win in a mile and a half. It wasn't three races in 5 weeks.
Well, I've always thought if you don't win it in a mile and a half or three races in 5 weeks, that it doesn't mean as much.
But if he pulls this off and keeps his form for over 15 weeks, which is what it's going to take, then absolutely it's a more impressive. I would say he'd be more impressive than Justify winning it, who was just basically the best of a bunch of crappy horses. That didn't go over very
but
well.
But he ran a mile and a half and three races in 5 weeks. So,
yeah, but not just that. I think, however, the whole perception is going to be who wins it. So if the Pittsburgh Penguins or the Boston Bruins or, you know, Washington Capitals win the Stanley Cup playoffs, oh, it was legitimate. If it's somebody like the Leafs, oh, they only won because of that, which I'm okay with. I'll take it. A team like the Lightning, which has been great in the regular season and terrible in the playoffs, if they wind up winning this thing, then there'd be some questions. It'd be very much like Harden.
Yeah.
Who, oh, you didn't get it done in a regular playoff. I think it would be people would question Harden and say, oh, he couldn't get it done in a regular thing. But I still think the people here would go to the virtual parade and be really happy with it and call themselves the 2020 NBA champions.
Probably so.
And, yeah. So I think perception is everything, right? So baseball, if the Yankees win, oh, okay, legitimate. The Dodgers win, oh, well, they got lucky because they can't win during a regular with a full season and a full playoff. No, maybe not. Maybe they give them credit. But it all comes down to what team. So to me, as long as everybody's playing by the same rules, as long as 5:35, that was a good one, too.
Excuse me.
Well, you just slammed that damn energy.
I had to finish it off.
But everybody faces the same stuff. No matter what sport it is, you're going to have to accomplish things better than somebody else at the highest level in a world where you might lose your best player to COVID-19 in the middle of it.
Yep.
So all of those things come into play. If LeBron gets it in round two of the playoffs and the Lakers lose, oh well. But if they overcome that and win, you don't think that's as impressive as going through the regular thing? And somebody says, St. Patrick says, players just voted against MLB plan again. I'm over it. Yeah, we were talking about that off air. I can't understand the fight over 10 games.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah. But also, I'm done even caring. Wait.
Well, I am too. I've been out on them for a long time. I don't care if they ever come back. I've got English Premier League back. I don't need baseball.
Listen, you know who's playing? The NC Dinos. All right? I'm good. I wish they'd start playing some day games, you know. But still, I'll take it. They play for the love of the game.
Oh boy.
Kucheng Mo makes less money than I do, and he's out there playing through the Rona.
Well, maybe he'll be here someday if we have baseball again. I one of the things I wrote, I think baseball should just shut it down, come back next year and hope everybody's forgotten what dickweeds they are. There's nobody wants to hear. The frustrating thing about this And look, you can argue with me over whether it's the owner. I know Patrick Creighton's all over. It's the owner's fault and only the owner's fault. And I know we had the one lawyer text her. It's only the owner's fault. I don't care whose fault it is. I really don't. It's not only anybody's fault. It may be more Manfred and the owners than anything. But either way, the fact that they're doing this back and forth, business as usual, labor bull bleep, publicly, and leaking it to everybody, to all these guys, then in a time when people are losing their jobs, and when everybody's scared to death of dying from the damn Rona, and it's just, it's so tone deaf, and it's so typical baseball, and I mean, the players are whiny little bitches, and the owners are greedy bastards, and Rob Manfred's incompetent. And that's what they've shown us over the past couple months. So if you come back, great. If you don't, great.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll be watching Chelsea. On my...
I'll be honest, Fred. I mean, let's just say Rona gets worse and there's no sports. Are you devastated?
Well, only if... Well, football, yeah. I'm
okay,
devastated.
Let's say before September.
I'm okay.
If they said, you know what, we can't have any more sporting events until September. No okay. KBO, no Euro soccer, nothing.
Eh, that would suck.
I feel like I'd be fine. Even no UFC. Okay.
Yeah, like, I'd be fine, but I don't need that in my life right now.
Like, I heard Charlie Polillo today. He and Joel Blank were talking, and Nick on the press box, 11 to 2 here on our station. And Charlie basically said, sports are our, I don't know exactly how he worded it, but he was like, it's our high. It's like, that's what we're addicted to it. And I've realized now, I'm not addicted to sports. I'm like pretty okay with no sports, honestly. I like them, but I'm not dependent on it by any stretch. And my bet is there's this Corona time is showing a lot of people, you're probably not as dependent on sports as you might have thought you were. I mean, sure, I do believe Charlie's one of those dudes who's probably fiending right now. But most people I know are just like, yeah, it'd be cool if they came back, but I've kind of gotten used to it, you know?
So
baseball's not happening right now. You know anybody who's like pulling their eyeballs out because no baseball's happening every night?
The only disappointing thing about that is I think this is the end of the Astros. You know, this was the end of their window to win the World Series again, which I would have liked to have seen them win as a big bleep you to everybody because of this controversy. So losing the season's going to suck there. But, you know, am I going to be distraught? As much as I love hockey, I don't need it back. I won our fantasy league. I'm good.
Yeah. Championship.
And it'd be nice, but if they're starting in July, I mean, I think these guys should be worried about next year because you may not be able to have fans early next season, especially if you're going to start in November. But as long as there's football, and I don't want to give up the whole column, but like I'm more worried about college football than I am the NFL because they basically have 10 times the problems when it comes. There's more people on the roster. There's more people around it. Then you go back to school and you can. I mean, there's a lot of concerns there, and I'm starting to get very worried about that. I'm confident the NFL will at least start. And I think the models are there. The Bundesliga has done a great job. And it's only been 1 week for the Premier League, so we don't know yet. But those things have gone really well. The UFC has done a great job. Apparently NASCAR is doing a great job. So it can be done. And if it can be done, I need the NFL to do it. But as far as living without sports, I'm not addicted to it either, but I love it. But it's kind of like weed. I can walk away from weed anytime.
Yeah. And it's fun.
Yeah.
But I'm not dying without it.
Okay. Can you guys explain this text to me? Because it's about the Rona and I don't get it. So maybe you'll understand. It says, all caps, please stop being in denial or being radio PC. WTF, does anyone with a decent head on their shoulders think this wasn't going to ramp up again? 80% more testing than onset. Please, all caps, read between the lines. Know y'all are into bashing texters, but please, all caps, put the pieces together. What lines am I reading between? And
I mean, I don't know what you want us to say, but we did say that with opening up, there would be more cases. That's not really even between the lines. Yeah, that's just common sense.
If you could just explain to me more specifically what it is you think we should be saying. I'm not bashing or being a jerk. I don't understand reading between the lines. How do you read between the lines? Well, I don't get it.
Find the lines.
Tell me specifically what you're talking about, Texter. Actually communicate. Don't just do that.
I think he's saying big government's behind it all.
No.
Oh, come on.
Well, of course they are.
If you're a conspiracy guy.
Big government's behind everything.
Because he doesn't want to have to, but he will.
I will eat your ass.
That's right.
That's what he wants. He wants you to know that you're not telling the truth about this conspiracy. And when it comes time to feed his family, he will
eat your ass.
Okay, so read between the lines is the new code for conspiracy theory nut.
I'm just throwing it out.
I could buy that. I'm not. Yeah, I don't mind a good conspiracy theory. It's just not everything is a conspiracy. Like I believe JFK, there was a cover up. That's to me a big one, and I believe in a few other things. But the people who think everything is a government cover up. That's like that UFO documentary that I watch where they're talking about all this stuff that allegedly happened. And then there's this secret government organization that even the president doesn't know about that does intel that monitors the aliens. Like, oh, my God, I saw this. It's called Men in Black. Ugh, really? Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Having a break down, drinking at a play
ground, tequila for one. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's amazing. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Couple things that Hockley Dan says. The only thing that's weird about soccer is hearing the players call for the ball while hearing crowd noise. They need to get rid of that fake crowd noise. It is so bad. And they're only doing it on TV. It's useless. And then they're like, well, if you don't want to hear it, you can go to the Fox app or whatever. No, put the noise on the Fox app. Leave that alone because I actually like hearing the players. And Jay Patel says, Fred, the hair is looking spot on today. Don't let the compliment get to your head, though. You're still not a handsome. Oh, I know I'm not handsome. But I like the hair. All right, we have a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day that AJ has for us.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. I asked during the break if you'd seen this, and you hadn't.
I assume you were referring to this in your tweet earlier today.
Yes. Rotten Tomatoes created basically a bracket of 64 HBO series.
Okay.
And I guess they put it to a vote. And the results, Fred, I dare say shocking.
Okay.
I'll actually name some of the shows that I thought maybe got a tough break in this thing. First of all, they put The Night Of, which I thought was a really good show.
Yeah, yeah.
They put it up against Secession, which that's a tough first round.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan of Secession, but a lot of people are. I could see that being difficult.
This was an egregious first round matchup because these are of the comedies that have been on HBO. These are they're both at least in the top three or four. Curb Your Enthusiasm, obviously.
Yeah.
And the Larry Sanders Show.
Oh, how do they
put
those?
That was a first-round matchup.
That's like two seeds.
Yeah. Then they put Young Pope versus New Pope in the same against each other. It's the same show.
That's dumb. That show sucks too.
Deadwood, which I think of as a top five HBO series of all time, goes out in the first round
against
Westworld.
Oh my God.
And I got to tell you, Fred.
Oh, Westworld is one of the worst shows in history. Oh, my God.
I liked season one of Westworld. I thought season two was okay, and then I was out.
No, season one was good. Season two blew.
Season three is...
And season three was just as bad as season two, if not worse. That show is the worst written show on TV. Has no business beating Deadwood. Shame.
Oz, which I often call an underrated show, had to go up against The Sopranos in the first round. That's a tough beat.
God.
Entourage, first round L to Sex in the City.
That's another tough matchup. Who seeded these things, man?
I don't know. I don't know how
these are all like that. They're 4 and 5 seeds at the worst.
Here's some interesting matchups that came later, like in the Sweet 16, for instance. The Sopranos took on Chernobyl. Chernobyl won.
You know what? That now you're getting just recency.
It's got to be.
These people voting never saw The Sopranos.
And really,
not that Chernobyl was bad. I thought
it's a good show.
Good. It's just not
a good show.
It doesn't belong in the same conversation.
It defeated Sopranos in Sweet 16, and then in the Elite Eight, it defeated True Detective, and made it all the way to the Final Four, where it goes up against Game of Thrones. On the other side of the bracket, we get to Curb Your Enthusiasm against Westworld is an Elite Eight matchup.
What the hell is Westworld? God.
Westworld moved on to the Final Four.
Oh, great. Of course it did.
And then Chernobyl versus Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones wins. No real surprise there. Westworld defeats The Wire in the Final Four. So now it's Westworld versus Game of Thrones.
And there
are people convinced that Westworld's a good show.
I don't understand that. How are people out there voting for this thing? It's not even a top 10 HBO show. And there's so many. I mean, it's not better than Deadwood. It's not better than Curb Your Enthusiasm. I don't get it, man. Who's voting for this? They've got to have a bot.
I don't get it. To me, there's just such disrespect. And I don't think Westworld's garbage.
I think it's garbage. I mean, it is garbage. I watched every episode of this stupid third season, and I kept wanting to eject every week. And I didn't, because I'd already invested 2 years of my life in it.
But
it's garbage. It has no business being this far along.
Westworld, in their run to the title game, Westworld eliminated Deadwood, Veep, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and The Wire.
It's not better than any of those shows.
None.
Not even close.
None.
Oh, that's horrible. And I could see Game of Thrones winning, even though with the frustration.
But there is a lot of recency bias involved, obviously. And that's why I think Westworld, Chernobyl, Game of Thrones are all three in the Final Four. The Sopranos not being in the final. Like, The Sopranos.
That's insane.
So I think The Wire is the greatest television show that's ever been made. And season four of The Wire is the greatest season of television that's ever been made. There are a lot of people, and I respect the opinion, that think The Sopranos is the greatest television show of all time. Either way, I think if you make a top 5-10 list and those two aren't in it, I think you're talking crazy now. So for the Sopranos to lose to Chernobyl, like, it just tells me that these are very young people voting, and they just haven't watched it.
Yeah, it's got to be that, and I know there's some people who the Sopranos did have some dead spots. There's no question. They had a couple stretches there where, and I was watching it live at the time.
Yeah,
there were a couple times where they jumped the shark, and I'm like, and every time they did, they came back with one of the best episodes ever, which. So, and I think The Wire on my rewatch, I still think it's great. It doesn't feel as groundbreaking as it was at the time to me.
Like, I'm almost through. I'm in the last season of it now, but this is the fourth time I've watched it through.
Yeah.
But I still find myself perplexed now. And it makes me feel old, because I'm like, why don't they all have computers on their desk?
Yeah.
Why don't they just use their cell phones? It's like, it's just, it reminds you how old you are that, you know, you watched a show where not every cop had a computer on their desk.
It reminds you how old you are when you didn't have a computer growing up. Like the first one I had was like a Commodore 64, I think.
That was more like a gaming system even than a real computer.
That's why I had it, was for games.
Yeah.
Cause, you know,
I had one of those too when I was a kid. I used to play Frogger on it.
There was a horse racing game and there was a baseball game that I played on it that I loved.
I liked Dig Dug. Did you like that?
Don't know that I...
You're probably too old for that. Yeah. And then I played a flight simulator game that was way too advanced for my age, so I could never figure it out, and I would just crash the plane every time.
Yeah, I've always struggled with those, with flight simulators. I can't even get off the ground most of the time.
Yeah.
So, and then a couple people were talking about this, is like, if there's no sports, what does that mean for the station? It's not good. We can do a show forever.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about doing a show. Am I worried that... Well, I think we're pretty well set up to survive for a while. But, yeah, it's bad for the station. I'd like to be able to get out and do road shows.
But you know what's worse for the station? Like, businesses shutting down or you know, the economy dropping off. Because even if we don't have... And sports radio ratings are down during Corona, period. But it doesn't mean that... You know, it's the end of the world. If there's no businesses that want to advertise, that's when it becomes a problem.
Right. And that's, you know, if that happens, it's unfortunate just because, we're tied to a lot of things that are related to sports. Sports bars, which we're losing a bunch of. And I think that's, you know, is it a concern? Yeah. I mean, but otherwise, I think that, you know, we can continue to put on entertaining shows. As long as we keep getting advertisers, we can go another year without sports. I really believe that. I don't know if Palillo can. I think Charlie's head would explode. And I apologize, 281, because I still have no idea what you're talking about. It says, spin doctors, get a grip, guys. Loved y'all when sports was relevant, but y'all are bleeding the media. What the hell does that
I don't
mean?
Even know what he's talking about. Please, I can't deal with it.
Please have your own opinion, which I kind of do. It's sickening, and I've been a listener for years, but whatever. Brother, I don't understand a word you're saying.
I'm guessing he just has a different opinion than us,
well,
and he
fine.
Thinks that our opinion is recycled from, I don't know, if it depends on the day, if you're a right-winger or I'm a left-winger. I'm not sure which one it is, but and he's getting his news from the other side, and he feels the opposite of us, which is fine.
But which side am I on? I'm the guy that said, keep everything open, but let's also be responsible about it.
That's,
what does that make me?
That's bad.
That's my opinion, 281. Who fed me that? I'm just curious. Who fed me that? Can you guys tell me?
The media.
Which media?
Wait,
guess who's the media? Me! I fed it to me!
But what about the mainstream media?
Aren't we mainstream?
Yeah, but you know what I mean, the mainstream.
No, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what this deep state and Antifa things are.
You know exactly what it is.
You're going way too deep.
You know exactly what it is.
So, again, man, I wish I knew what you were trying to get at. But if you're going to...
By the way, we're not even talking about coronavirus anymore.
No, like, no. We were on that for like 10 minutes, tops. And
really, we're
really
just talking about the state?
There was nothing... Yeah, we just said what Abbott said. There was nothing controversial in there. I don't get it. Man... Yeah, day drinking. Quick break. It's the Blitz. ESPN 97.5. I'm ready to let go.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.